Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner.
And indeed we are dropping around. It's good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
Good morning, Terry, and good morning to our listeners.
I'm very excited to talk about what we're going to talk about.
We're going to be talking about one of my top favourite shows, and I'm gathering it's one of yours too, Terry. It was called The Love Boat, and it went from 1977 to 1986, 250 episodes, and they did five specials after the main series was finished. It was that popular, people just wanted to see it again and again.
I can't believe it was running that recently, actually. I thought it was just, it seems like just the 70s to me, but well into the mid-80s.
Yes, yeah, very much so. And I think, I'm not sure when the last of the specials was, but certainly in the 1990s. We'll go back, and the theme song was sung by Jack Jones, who's now 83, and he was the son of a 1940s crooner that the Golden Oldies would remember called Alan Jones. He was in a lot of those sort of movies in the 1940s, singing the songs and the musical type of things. In the last year, 1986, they had the only Warwick singing the theme song. And as we all remember, the moment you hear the words Pacific Princess, your mind just goes straight to Love Boat. And the actors and actresses I'll mention here, Gavin McLeod, unfortunately we lost earlier this year, just a month after his 90th birthday. He played Merrill Stubing. In the early 60s, he was in McHale's Navy, had a bit role in that particular TV series, and not long after that, he was in the Mary Tyler Moore Show. Bernie Coppell, who's now 88, still alive, Adam Bricker, he played in the series, and Siegfried, he also played in Get Smart from 1965 to 1969, as the head of Chaos, it was always...
So that role sort of, was that, he was kind of like the purser?
Sorry?
Wait, that role, he was kind of like the purser, that
yes,
one?
Yeah. Yes, he was. Yeah. Well, I thought he was a doctor as well in there, wasn't he?
Maybe. Yeah, doc, yes.
Yeah, I think he was the doctor in that. I think Fred Grandy was, he played Burl Gopher Smith. Now, it's interesting and ironic in that he played a sort of a bumbling role in this particular film, Fred Grandy, particular TV series, but he ended up being a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, so...
Where he continued bumbling.
Probably, depending on how you look at politics over there. Ted Lang, he played the bartender Isaac Washington. He ended up becoming a director and screenwriter. Lauren Chews, who played the cruise director Julie McCoy.
I just wanted to be Julie.
Now, what was the other TV series you mentioned the other day you wanted to be one of the girls? Was it Charlie's Angels?
Yeah, obviously it was a bit voyeuristic in my youth.
Starting to wonder about you.
Only now.
Look, she ended up going into theatre and guest star in TV shows, of course, and in her local town she's become, of all things, a cheese specialist. So I'm not quite sure how she ended up doing that. But that's
how cheesy is that?
Yeah, thank you. Gosh, we're going to start a comedy show here shortly. Jill Whelan, who was only 11 when she started on that series, played Vicky Stubing, Captain Stubing's daughter.
Ah, I'd forgotten about her. God, she was annoying.
Oh, was she? Well, I wasn't particularly looking at her. I was
Miss Goody
Two-Shoes.
Yeah, well, so was I, but Miss Goody Two-Shoes sort of type.
Oh, was she? It was interesting how they got her into the show because Captain Stubing was single, wasn't married. But apparently in one of the early episodes, he had an affair and his daughter Vicky turned up via the affair. So that's how they explain that. Jill Wheeler moved to radio and had become very successful as sort of a comedy radio person in one of the states.
Bit like me.
Yes, very much so, Terry. Ted McGinley, he was the photographer Ashley Evans. He wasn't in every particular series, but he was there enough times to get a mention. He played Richie Cunningham's cousin in Happy Days, and he was in a series called Married with Children for a number of years. Gavin McLeod, Ted Lang, and Bernie Coppell, they all appeared in all of the shows and all of the specials. I think the major success for the series, apart from the terrific plots, was the appearances of past film stars. sort of similar to a previous show called Love American Style. That was very popular back in its day. All told, 32 past and future Academy Award winners appeared in this particular series, and that included the first ever Academy Award winner, Janet Gaynor, who won her Academy Awards back in 1927-28. And she was the first person to star in the series of films called A Star Is Born. I don't know if you've seen that Lady Gaga film of this recent.
Absolutely. Year. That was the third version.
Yeah, the third version, Judy Garland, the previous one. That was just a fantastic film, that. Her and, what's the guy that she sang with? I forget his name now. Bradley Cooper. I thought they.
Yes, Bradley Cooper, yeah.
Oh, fantastic film. I really enjoyed it.
Loved it too.
Have a listen to this, a list of people who appeared in the show. Kathy Bates, Ernest Borgnine, Olivia de Havilland, Patty Duke, Cloris Leachman, Ginger Rogers, Shelley Winters, Gene Kelly, Debbie Reynolds, Joan Fontaine, Greer Garson, Tom Hanks. There's a little clip on YouTube of him when he's about 20 in this show. Ray Milland, Louise Rainier, Donna Reed, Jane Wyman, and Mickey Rooney.
And of course, they would all make guest appearances as passengers.
Yes, yes. And look, there's a bigger list of actors and actresses that people would very well know would be here for an hour. Mentioning some of the one that interested me the most as a sort of a film person is Louise Rainier. She was born in Germany. She won the Academy Awards, back-to-back Academy Awards in 1936-37 for The Great Ziegfeld and The Good Earth. Her last Hollywood film was 1943. 54 years later, she made another film called The Gambler, based on the 1866 novel by Fyodor Dostoevsky about a pathological gambler, which is what Dostoevsky was. He actually was virtually writing about himself. She appeared in the TV series Combat one episode, and then 19 years later in Love Boat. So
I haven't heard of her, I have to admit.
The really good film of the two is The Good Earth. If you ever get a chance to see that, that's not a bad film, that. Look, the TV series was based on a simple premise. It was fun, love stories, new romances, a rekindling of old romances. As I remember, it was a sort of themes of kindness. There's a little clip on YouTube where they people from the Today Show interview a couple of the cast members, Gavin McLeod, Bernie Capel, Ted Lang, and Jill Whelan. I think Jill Whelan summed it up pretty well when she said, look, this was the type of show that we as young kids could watch with our grandparents. And
It was clean, that's for sure.
Yeah, it was a fantastic little show. For those who are slightly interested, you can actually watch past episodes. There's a couple on YouTube at the moment, and you can also watch it on Paramount Plus. I think it's a fee of about $9 a month for all the shows on that. So for those who are desperate to see the series, Paramount Plus. Yeah, there goes a great show, and gosh, I'm going to be watching a couple of those episodes this week for sure.
The funny thing is when you sit down and watch them and sometimes I've done this with my children and they just look at me like, you actually watched this? What? Sometimes it's not what you remember.
Well, that's actually why you turned out to be such a good person, Terry, because you watch shows with themes of kindness.
And other things.
Terry, it's a family show. Take it easy.
No, but I mean... you know, I had a horror film thing, you know, phase and other things, but I think a lot of the shows, like you say, like these days, kids can choose to watch one thing and their parents can choose to watch another. But back in the 70s, there was one TV and there was like three channels, so it kind of did have to appeal to the whole family, didn't it?
Well, basically, that's the popularity of shows like I Love Lucy and the Burns and Allens and all those sort of shows. Yes, exactly right. It was what just one TV and. And that was it. You either joined your parents or you didn't.
That's right. Oh, well, let's play the Love Boat theme. I know I was singing it to you when you first rang in, but I think, you know, I'd be well advised to stick to the YouTube theme.
The Jack Jones version.
Yes, I think that's what I've got.
Good on you.
Thank you very much for your time this morning, Roman.
I'll catch you all next week. Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard, we're expecting you, and love, life's sweetest reward, let it flow,
smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard, it's love.
Thinking of retiring? Or downsizing? Come and see how terrific life can be at Freedom Place, the area's newest over 50s village. Come and see this wonderful gated community and walk through the brand new owner's centre with its very own bowling green, swimming pool, gym, golf simulator, theatre room and much, much more. You can also park your caravan right beside your home on the fully fenced blocks, plus you get a freehold title. Life can be a dream at Freedom Place. So call now on 5831 6405 to book in your personal inspection.
Station sponsor.
Are you downsizing and you're not sure what to do with all of the stuff you've collected over the journey? Do you feel as though some of what you were thinking of getting rid of may be too good to just simply throw away? Well, maybe it is. You may not realise the value of some of your unwanted goods. Barclays Antiques and Collectibles pay you cash for your unwanted goods. Sheds, estates, storage, or even downsized houses. Wherever your excess unwanted goods are or come from, don't just throw them away. Call Barclays Antiques and Collectibles on 0430 977 771. That's 0430 977 771. They'll come to you anywhere in the GB.
1FM sponsor.
North Vic Ag Contracting offer agricultural services right across the Goulburn Valley. We come to your farm and have both round and large square balers. Whether it's mowing, raking, tethering, pit silage, wrapping or harvesting, North Vic Ag Contracting have the gear and the manpower to get your job done right at some of the GV's best prices. Call for a quote today and book now to beat the rush and avoid disappointment. Call North Vic Ag Contracting now on 0476 137 216. That's 0476 137 216.
1FM sponsor.
Hooray! The holiday season is here.
It's been a tough year, and now it's time to relax and enjoy fun times with your family and friends. Our sponsors, Focus Cards and Gifts, have the answers to all your card and gift problems in one convenient spot. Just drop into the Fry Street end of the Maud Street Mall in Central Shepparton and check out the extensive range on display. We're a friendly bunch and always happy to help. Open 7 days for your convenience. Call us on 5821 1813.
We are proud sponsors of 1FM.
I love springtime, the warm sunshine and the beautiful flowers, but it's also the start of spider and snake season. Baby spiders are hatching right now, so it's the perfect time to get your house sprayed for spiders. Our technicians are COVID vaccinated and follow a strict COVID safe plan. At Jason's Pest Control, we only use the best and safest chemicals to treat your entire home inside and out, including your fences and rubbish bins. So don't let spiders invade your home. Book a spider spray now. Jason's Pest Control, 1800 599 699 or find us on Facebook.
Station sponsor.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.